Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A cool morning across Israel. A pleasant start in Tel Aviv with clear skies, while Jerusalem enjoys a touch of sunshine. In Haifa, expect some clouds rolling in later. Perfect weather for those morning walks. Here are today's headlines. First, I-24 News reports from earlier today that Donald Trump has vowed to destroy Karg Island as tensions between Iran and the U.S. escalate. The U.S. Central Command says their preemptive strike targeted IRGC units readying sea mine-armed rockets against commercial shipping. Also, Ynet says Iran has fired ballistic missiles at U.S. bases in Jordan. The IRGC claims these strikes on King Hussein and Al-Azraq bases are in retaliation for the U.S. attack on Iran's Larak Island earlier today. Jordan reports intercepting 8 missiles. Also this hour, Walla cites an American source as saying U.S. forces have bombed Iranian Revolutionary Guard rocket launchers. This follows Iranian reports of explosions near Larak. Separately, JNS reports just in that Britain's proposed ban on settlement goods is driven by domestic politics. UK Chief Rabbi Ephraim Mirvis criticized the move, calling the intended sanctions counterproductive. And finally, in the past hour, I-24 News reports that the UK government faces backlash over its proposal from earlier today to ban trade in settlement goods. The Chief Rabbi argues this could hurt diplomatic efforts. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, stated earlier today that Iran's foreign ministry claims U.S. sanctions threaten international law. They argue no country should accept such lawlessness. Gideon Sa'ar, a prominent Israeli politician, announced earlier today that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This decision follows the Dutch government's trade ban on Israeli products from certain areas. Belaz News reports earlier that Israel has expelled Dutch diplomats due to the Netherlands' new trade legislation. This law, set to take effect next month, bans trade in products from Israeli territories beyond the Green Line. Dutch personnel have a week to leave Israel. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S.-Iran tensions. According to I-24 News, the U.S. preemptive strike targeted IRGC units with sea mine-armed rockets. This comes amid escalating tensions in the Gulf, raising concerns about the safety of commercial shipping routes. The situation heightens the risk of wider regional conflict. Turning to Iran's missile attack on U.S. bases in Jordan, Ynet reports this morning that Iran's retaliation follows the U.S. attack on Larak Island. Jordan's interception of missiles highlights the growing military tension, affecting regional stability and security. Meanwhile, Walla's report of U.S. forces bombing Iranian rocket launchers adds another layer to this conflict. The timing of these actions, with explosions near Larak, underlines the volatility of the situation. Civilians in the region face increased uncertainty and potential disruption. On the diplomatic front, JNS covers the UK's proposed ban on settlement goods. Rabbi Ephraim Mirvis argues that the sanctions could backfire, straining UK-Israel relations. This move may complicate efforts for peace and cooperation in the region. Finally, the expulsion of Dutch diplomats ties back to this diplomatic tension. The decision, as reported by Belaz News, underscores the Israeli government's strong stance against the Dutch trade ban. This development could impact future Israel-Netherlands relations and broader EU dynamics. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business highlights advice for young couples planning to marry. An accountant urges them to manage household expenses together, suggesting it strengthens the family unit. Separately, CTEC reports on salaries within Israel's security sector. With nearly 3 years of conflict, demand for personnel in Mossad and Shin Bet has surged, reflecting the pressures on these services. And finally, Globes notes Turkey's investigation into alleged antitrust violations by Teva. The company denies any misconduct and pledges full cooperation with Turkish authorities. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.